Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott & Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
Something extraordinary. Something that's not conventional. Our attention is claimed quickly. If a bat darts into the house at 12 noon, this is unusual. To see a bat flying 12 noon in the day is an unusual thing, and that usually catches our attention. And not too long ago, the eclipse was an extraordinary event. Individuals came from far distance to look at the eclipse, and money was made by the selling special glasses, because the report went out that if one would look straight at the eclipse, it would affect their sight. Individuals stayed up for long hours watching the eclipse, because it is an unconventional, extraordinary. It's an unusual event. There are those who are conscious that when the next eclipse comes, they will not be around. Isn't that so? But you know, common, ordinary things could also teach us a lesson. If we were not so unresponsive to them. Isn't that so? Oh, yeah. The seer talks about the hind. He saw a hind leaping over mountains. When he looked at the hind, the female red deer, he said, "Thou makest my feet lack hind, that I might stay on the high place." You see, the peculiar shape of the hind feet enabled the hind to leap over these mountains, these high, steep places, without losing his balance. The seer saw that. He said, "That's what the Lord does for him." But you know, so often after we get there, we become off balance. That's what you got to watch. You reach the high mountain, don't lose your balance. He make your feet like hard. You can walk on the high place without losing your balance. And I think that's the thing that makes us so crazy about E. Edward Jones. He's the same now as he was in Rayville. Walking on high places, but not losing his balance. I wish somebody could help me with that. Well, then he looked and he saw an ostrich bearing there in the sand, without any concern, without any brooding. went off and left them there. Yeah. Unattended to, unprotected. And he said, is that not like so many parents who leave their little ones without any protection? You see, the common everyday thing can also teach us a lesson. If we were not so unresponsive. But then inspiration leads us into a palace. And as we walk in the palace, inspiration does not call our attention to the drapery or to the upholstery or to the magnificence of the structure. But inspiration states the fact and directs our attention to a spider in the king's head.
All right.
Unusual thing. There's a spider in the king's palace. A spider. Now, this spider, if you please, has both negative and positive lessons to teach us. Isn't that right? First of all, the spider suggests the exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. The exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. That there is something about the spider in his form, in his maker, that sets God so much higher in his creation than a little man. All of the technology, all of the advanced sciences cannot produce such machinery, such exquisiteness as a spider. Notice his prehensiles with which he grasps. His eight eyes and his way appeals as if he has mathematical accuracy in weaving his web. I wish somebody could help me there. The exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. Oh, yeah. We need not go way up into the heavens to discover the power of God. Man uses his telescope to scan the heavens that he might see the power of God. Others use their microscope to see the power of God. But you take the child of God who perhaps will have no or little communication with telescope or microscope can be walking through the garden and notice a leaf with a spider web on it and fall down because of its exquisiteness, because of its mathematical accuracy in building that web. The child of God need not microscope or telescope for him to fall down on his knees and throw up both hands, crying out, how great thou art. Every day that breaks shows the power of God. Every night that comes speaks of the power of God. But I must not keep you too long. The exquisiteness of the divine mechanism. But then the spider also suggests that any insignificance is no excuse for inaction. That's what it tells us. That insignificance, that which we count as unimportant. Is no excuse for inaction. You not listen to what I'm saying. Oh no. How often have you heard statements of this kind? If I had a church like this. If I had a quieter thing before happening. Like this choir. If I had musicians who could really play for my choir, I'd show Jones and them. You didn't get that. If I was called upon to preach the night when the whole lot of folk were there, if they would give me a chance, I'd show them something. I'd show them something. If I had just a little more learning, if I had a few more degrees, I'd fix old Bennett the next time we meet. But let me tell you, my brothers and sisters, insignificance is no excuse for inaction. For inaction. The Lord gave to all of us that which he would have us to have. You know, sometimes we want what other fellas have, and if God gave it to us, we wouldn't know what to do with it, no. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? If you are lazy in the one count, you will be lazy with the ten. But in the words of old Caesar Clark, one of the Lord's preachers, I hear him saying to us, if you have 10 talents, employ all 10. If you have 5 talents, employ all 5. If you've got 1 talent, give it all you got. And if you have the thousandth of a talent, don't go to sleep. Work with it. Work with it. Work with it. I get so tired of people talking about if I had. What are you doing with what you got? Did you hear me? Some of us are praying for more faith and not using the little faith. Yes, Lord. Yes, indeed. Insignificance. Too often you want to place great value upon that which you count important. And yet God is not ashamed.
All right.
To be found doing little things. God doing little things. God chiseling out grains of sand. Doing little things. Yeah, God ate it. Yeah, the honeysuckle. To listen to the voice of the bird. God doing little things. You ought to be glad to do some little things. Yes, indeed. You are not so busy disturbing yourself over the big things. All the little things you can do will soon mount up. So insignificance is no excuse for inaction. Whatever God has given you to do, give it all you got. I don't believe you want to help me. Well, then you know there's something else about the spider. And that is, the spider suggests that loathsomeness, things of disgust, seemingly at times creep into very elevated places. Do I have a witness? Loathsomeness, things of disgust, at times seemingly find its way into some very elevated place. Let's take the church. The church is the Lord's temple. You're not going to help me, are you? The church is the Lord's temple. Do you not know that within the church, and I speak not of the building, I'm talking about the church. Do you not know